Hello. Let's join Fred Kuhn in another problem-solving interview.
Welcome, everybody. We have an interesting topic. Amazon, the myths and the musts for suppliers. Our guest today is Wayne Strickland, who has an incredible amount of experience working with Amazon. His biography is on the website, so be sure and check that out. He is a highly experienced senior executive leader, speaker, and consultant. So, welcome, Wayne.
Well, Fred, thank you. I enjoyed being on your podcast. It's a lot of fun, and thank you for having me. About 3.5 years ago, the president of the company came to me, and we'd known each other for a very, very long time, and he worked for me along the way, and then he went and became the CEO of Crayola and came back to run the business at Hallmark. And we were struggling with doing anything at Amazon, just really struggling. And he told me a story about he thought he was slow to get started at Crayola, although they do a terrific business today. And he said, you know, I was a little slow, and I think we're not doing anything. He said, can you just go figure some things out for me? And he gave me some really low hurdles to hit. He goes, I know it's going to be ugly. I know it's going to be a mess. I know you're going to have to spend a little money. So all I had to do is be better than a mess or better than ugly, and I could be all right, right? So I called around and talked to a lot of buddies of mine in the industry, and I talked to a few consultants. And the first thing I heard was a lot of myths.
So what were some of those myths?
Like the first one that people said, hey, man, it's all about the algorithm. They have vendor managers who run that algorithm, and they have like 300 vendors. You'll never get an appointment with the vendor manager. It's all about the algorithm. And the second one would be brands don't really matter at Amazon. I know you work for a big brand, it's one of the best brands in the world, but it doesn't matter there. And then the third one is because you never get an appointment, they'll never do a business plan with you. It's not like working with Walmart or CVS or Walgreens or Publix. And the next thing is, you can't make money. You'll never make money there, especially with, you know, selling greeting cards and gift wrap. Man, you just can never make money. I heard that consistently over and over and over and over. And, you know, I just didn't believe it. So that was the miss. So I found a guy that had worked at Walmart for a while, and he worked at Amazon for quite a few years. He was running his own company. His name is Spencer Millerberg. And he runs one-click retail. He had done a presentation for a buddy of mine at his company, and so I visited with him, and he came in and provided a lot of information that was very encouraging to us about, you know, how frequently greeting cards were searched for on Amazon and some different strategies of how to get your content in front of the consumer with a category that's got thousands of SKUs, right? I mean, greeting cards are going to a Walmart, you know, there's a couple of thousand greeting card designs in a Walmart. And you're working online, you're not going to want to click through, you know, 10 or 15 different clicks to get
the
card.
Isn't that the truth?
So he gave us some ideas. Yeah, you're never going to do it, right? So he gave us some suggestions to go look at some things. And we did that. And without, you know, letting out any intellectual property, we found some solutions that really worked for us. So we turned the myths and upside down, and at the end of the day, they were myths. We got appointments with Amazon, and in fact, they come to our offices every other month. Not only do we get appointments, they come to see us. They love our brand. Brands do matter. We have business plans, joint business plans, just like we do with every other retailer. And, you know, again, without giving out any confidentiality, we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't think we could make money. So that was some of the myths. But then I had people started calling me, and then I put together a list of must. Like, these are things you must do, because I think, you know, you and I were wrestling with Walmart back in the 90s, right? When a lot of suppliers said, you know, things like, you're going to do business with Walmart, they're going to make you change your supply chain, they're going to make you change your pack-ins, they're going to put new requirements on you, you're going to change the way you distribute your product, you can't go direct to store anymore, you're going to go to the warehouse and on, and you're going to have trade issues. So I told people, so when I started hearing all this, I said, you know, it kind of sounds like the same thing people said when we were trying to get traction with Walmart in the 90s. And the difference is some people figured it out quickly and made a lot of money, and some people drug their feet forever and made a lot less money. So if you're going to grow, you're going to have to do business with Amazon. And there's some things you must do. And here's my list of must. You are going to have to change your supply chain. If you're used to sending in a carton of 100 items or 50 items in a case pack to Sam's Club today, you can't do that at Amazon. Your supply chain is going to change. You are going to have to find ways to put your content online that's vastly different than what you do in store. I mean, in store, we use Outpost and End of Aisles and Signing and all those kinds of things. At Amazon, when you search for it, a picture comes up and little thumbnails come on the left-hand side, and then you get a chance to put the description in. You better find somebody, and I would suggest for the first year, you hire somebody that's done it before, a consultant that can come in and teach you how to do it, and then the second year you can start doing it yourself, because there'll be things that you'll want to put in your product description that consumers just don't care about because you just can't help yourself. It's just not relevant, right? I mean,
right.
All the stuff that you think is really cool, they just don't care, right? They want to know if you got plaid gift wrap. They don't want to know if you got, this color, hey, you got plaid. The other thing is, all those little thumbnails on the left-hand side of that page, that's your chance to put your best foot forward in 8 little frames. Mm-hmm. And you better have someone advise you on what best practice looks like and what not best practice looks like. When we got started, we'd put 2 thumbnails, front of a card, inside of a card. That's not good enough. If you go online, all your viewers or listeners go online, you can see what it looks like. So that was the second thing. You better have some people tell you how to put your content online, because it's nothing like what you think it is. The next thing is, you better have somebody help you with the marketing, because it's not anything like we do in store. There's no promotions and BOGOs and all that kind of stuff and national advertising, all that. It's a very, very different way to do it. And you buy words and you buy different campaigns and you can buy them at different times. And again, my suggestion is you find somebody outside of your company to help you for a year and teach you, and then you learn. And I'm not a big fan of bringing in a big name that comes in your company and they try to ramrod all their learnings through your company, because the day they quit, then everything goes away. I'm a much bigger fan of bringing people in to teach you how to do the work. And then you find out, hey, I need to do this, but if I need to hire somebody to do this little piece of work here or this piece of work, then you do that. I think you got to hire people who teach you how to do the work, not just tell you how to do the work. That makes sense?
Yeah, sure. It's like the old expression, you're a starving man, you can feed him the rest of his life. You teach him how to fish, he can feed himself. It's the same thing.
It's exactly right. So that's what we did for the first year to 18 months. We had a lot of consultants come in and we hired people on a contract basis for 6 months to a year to help us with a certain piece of work. And then we found out, if we had people that were good at it, we put them in it. If we didn't have people that were good at it, we found new people outside the company, brought them in, and it worked. And I guess that kind of leads me to my last point around the must. You have to have the right talent. When you've been dealing with brick and mortar business for all these years, like you and I have, you can take someone off of this customer team and they're really good at doing assortment planning on that team. And they can probably do assortment planning on another team. They could probably get moved over. They can manage people, do something. This one, not so much. I mean, there's skill sets here that you're going to need to bring somebody in to help you. You just are. And again, it's not going to be the leader of the group, but there's going to be some roles within the group. You're just going to have to bring some people in to help you, because it's very specific kind of work, right? And so after doing all that, we do have business plans. We do have JBPs across all their platforms. We have our product on .com and Fresh and Prime Now and the wedding registry and the Go Store and in the bookstore. We got a product literally across every platform. It's because the brands do matter and they will listen to your business plan, just like we've always done, Fred. You take the facts in, here's what the consumers want, here's what we know, and here's some ideas, and here's some initiatives, and here's a number, and here's some metrics. They respect that and they do that, and it's been great. But I do feel like for everybody that's listening, don't get sidelined by the myths, because a lot of people are going to tell you these myths. And I'm telling you what the must are. Stay focused on the must and get figuring it out, because if you want to grow, you're going to have to figure out how to do business with these folks. And if you don't, you will eventually, but you've just lost a lot of opportunity through lost revenue.
Tell me, if you had to give somebody really good advice on how to start working with Amazon, what would you tell them?
Just get started. I think some people want to have every I dotted, every T crossed, and you know they want to know the answer to every question. They're not even going to know what the questions are, much less the answers. Just go get started. And you may be upside down on your money for a while. It may take a little while to make your money back. But instead of sitting in a conference room and debating what you should do, go do something. And there's a lot of people can tell you how to get started. It's not complicated. And every week you're going to learn something. And when you learn something, then you know. Then you do it again. Then you try something else. You try something else. And it's not like, you know, you and I have been in big presentations. We go in front of a retailer and you have your executive team and you go make the big presentation and they go, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to buy your program. It doesn't work like that. Then you're going to make some mistakes and that's okay. You learn from it and you just keep going.
Folks, we have been listening to Wayne Strickland tell us how to get started and how to properly manage your account at Amazon to do some business and grow your business. Wayne, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful information with us today. The experience that you have in doing this across multiple platforms is really exciting for anybody listening. Thank you.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.